stock market turmoil we're seeing today has a lot to do with the banks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Markets around the world are acting a bit like a dog chasing its tail. Wall Street was down big time yesterday after European shares had tanked. And today, European shares are tanking because Wall Street was down in the dumps yesterday. Now, one sector that's at the heart of the selling going on is the banking business. Fears of a financial crisis a la 2008 abound. Let's continue our coverage now of Breakdown, our economy one step at a time. We have Marketplace's Stephen Beard live with us at our European desk in London, and Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon with us live here in Los Angeles. Stephen, first to you. Banking fears sent stocks down last week, and Europe then banned short selling. So that didn't work, apparently, huh?
No, the ban on short selling, that's speculators selling stock they don't own and then buying it back when the price is much lower, that ban seems to have been irrelevant in this market. Bank shares have fallen across the board. Big French banks that are covered by the ban have fallen sharply. Société Générale, that's been the subject of a lot of rumour recently, fell by 12% yesterday. Clearly, the ban hasn't stopped the rout. Two things are happening. Investors who are actually holding the bank stock are getting out, they're selling them, and people who make the market in these shares are marking the shares down in order to tempt in buyers, but they're not succeeding. Investors are very, very nervous about holding bank shares.
And where is all this fear coming from, Stephen?
Well, it is in a sense fear itself, but one trigger was a story that a big European bank had to go to the European Central Bank for emergency funding yesterday, worth some $500 million. We don't know which bank, and that's increased the uncertainty and the fear, with everyone wondering, is there a big bank in trouble? Which one is it?
All right, now to senior business correspondent Bob Moon in the studio with me now. Bob, is the same fear going on here in the U.S. with the stock market nosedive yesterday? I mean, this sounds like a lot like 3 years ago.
You know, there's an old song called "You've Got Your Troubles, I've Got Mine," and that was just running through my mind as I was hearing Stephen talk about this contagion threat from Europe. Now, don't get me wrong; there's no question that was a big part of the crisis of confidence flare-up yesterday. But U.S. banking stocks took some of their worst hits as news broke about our own troubles over here. The drops coincided with reports of turns for the worse in unemployment, home sales, factory activity. In fact, we saw one of the biggest tumbles just as the Fed in Philadelphia reported a sharp drop in regional manufacturing. That set off a chorus of screams from Wall Street that it's really looking like the U.S. is sliding over the edge into a new recession. And then it didn't take investors long to connect the dots and decide it's tough for banks to make money in an economic downturn.
Well, let's talk about the banks, because I thought we've been hearing that U.S. banks have been doing better, Bob.
And for the most part, they are better funded with more in their vaults than they were 3 years ago. But all those bad loans they made are still on their books, and they're still making it tough to be profitable. Just today, we've got reports that Bank of America is planning a wave of layoffs, maybe 10,000 workers to get back to profitability. Now comes this threat of recessionary headwinds, and it's all a vicious cycle. If business is bad here, that doesn't bode well for all the interconnected banks in trouble across the Atlantic, and that sets off a whole new round of worries.
And on this side of the Atlantic, Steve, there's the additional crisis over Eurozone government debt. All these big European banks are stuffed full of Eurozone government bonds. If one or more of these governments defaults, that could set off a chain reaction of bank losses, perhaps even bank failures, which could ricochet around Europe and, I'm sorry to say, head off back across the Atlantic to the U.S.
More dog chasing tail. All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
And Marketplace's Bob Moon in L.A. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Let's do the numbers. We know about the global shares down, way down today. Asian markets, too. The Dow yesterday plummeted 419 points to close at 10,990. Computer hardware maker Hewlett-Packard says it's buying the British company Autonomy, which makes business software. The deal is worth $10 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email, Reputation.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Gold has reached another record high of more than $1,860 an ounce, and the Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez apparently sees the value and is nationalizing the country's gold sector. That means gold will now be used to bolster Venezuela's bank accounts. The BBC's Sarah Granger has been covering this from Caracas. She's with us now. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
How does a country go about nationalizing gold?
Well, for Venezuela, this isn't something that's particularly new, because the president has nationalized various different sectors of the economy. He'll issue the decree in the next few days, and it will cover both the extraction and the processing of gold. So the government's saying basically they're taking over the entire process. That will mean taking some elements of that process out of the hands of private companies. The government's saying that it will be keeping all the profits within the government, within the country, and that's why they're taking this measure, to stop foreign companies taking profits from the gold sector outside of Venezuela.
How much, Sarah, does this have to do with the record high price of gold right now?
Well, President Chavez says that this is a major factor in his decision, that gold prices are so high that the country really has to benefit from them, and that for too long private companies have been taking out the profits, and that the country really needs to keep the gold for itself. So that also could have some effect on the markets and on confidence in Venezuela as well.
The BBC, Sarah Granger in Caracas. Sarah, thank you.
That's a pleasure.
And finally, a Houston woman was dining at a local restaurant. She didn't like the service, so she complained about it on Twitter, calling the bartender a twerp and using another not-so-very-nice word. An off-duty manager of the restaurant saw the tweet and called in, telling the bartender to hand the phone to the customer. The manager told the lady he saw the tweet, didn't appreciate the name-calling, and if you were following that same woman on Twitter, you'd know that she tweeted that she was kicked out of the restaurant. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
A credit downgrade? Isn't that one of the four horsemen?
We don't get out from under the AA rating. We may have to pay a slightly higher interest rate, but it's not the end of the world.
I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our not-quite-so-perfect credit rating. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.